Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Damon Clark, and he is the prevention specialist with Zion Recovery. Good morning to you, Damon.
Well, good morning.
Damon, I've been hearing so much about opioids up on TV, and I'm thinking, I know you mentioned this the last time we visited, but it's, I think, sort of exploded in a negative way. So let's talk about that first. There's a couple of other things I want to visit about, but let's start there.
Sure, absolutely. We know from social media and the news and everywhere, they've been talking about this opioid crisis and epidemic. And here in Iowa, since 2000, the overdose deaths have related in the community by 1,000%. So it is very scary. If we talk just Cass County and we talk overdose, we've had about one a month for 5 years. It doesn't seem like large numbers here, but if you think about a small community like this, one a month is really high. And that is before the epidemic of opioids started rolling in through here.
Mm-hmm. Very scary. And some people go, well, that's happened in Omaha. I hear that on Omaha, Des Moines. But now you just said, we're talking about local. We're talking about Cass County. So we all need to have more information about this.
Absolutely. And we kind of really got to look at, how does this start? And, it starts from a legitimate injury, whether it's, in a car accident or knee surgery or any type of surgery, you are prescribed opioids to help with that. What is going on is that the opioids attach themselves to the receptors in your brain, and they do give you an unusual reward pleasure response to that. Others have trouble kind of decreasing that feeling and continue to want to take more. And there's different opioids. So when we talk about it, this has a family of opioids, including heroin, fentanyl, morphine, Vicodin, Oxycontin, oxycodone, codeine, and methadone. So there is a wide variety of opioids on the street, and that's where it's very dangerous.
So this is not a new drug that's on the market. It's just sort of expanded. And is it being used more as a prescription drug than it used to be because it's effective for pain?
It is effective for pain. And earlier on, when you'd say probably around 1993, we did the happy face chart from 1 to 10 and how much pain were you in. And that's really what the doctors would utilize to measure that pain. There's been a lot of trainings, collaboration, especially in the community. We have now partnered up with Atlantic Medical Center to talk about what we see on the streets versus what they see on the streets and how we are working together to decrease prescribing, not just opioids, but narcotics in general.
Because once that starts, as you said, it's, I know some people go through such pain. What can I do to decrease that? But once that we found out this is pleasurable, some people don't have to have the pain to say we want to do this. How do people get these drugs, whether it's this one or something else? I don't want to give an instruction lesson, but
right. No,
think we need to know, when we think it isn't available, where do they come from?
Interestingly enough here, about 54% of prescription medication people can get from a friend or relative. Only about 20% come from a doctor. So normally when we do provide education to certain communities, we talk about if you do have prescription medication, opioids, to make sure that you keep them locked. You're counting them. Family members may go into a cabinet and look through there. And it's very important to know what you have. If somebody has 60 and you're not keeping track, and maybe somebody grabs a couple, it's hard to notice if you don't keep track of that. And again, that is what is being passed on the street, is other people's medication. And it's very, very dangerous for youth and the still developing brain.
Very much so. And I'm thinking, well, sometimes as youth, and Damon, you probably have stories about this, you might have been encouraged to try something. Yeah, it won't hurt you. Just try something once. Just give it a try. And there it goes. But now, Damon, I want to have you mention a bit. You're doing some classes. That's one of the things you do as a prevention specialist with young people.
Right.
To kind of answer their questions.
Yeah, we just finished up a curriculum over in Cam High School in Anita. And we did this evidence-based curriculum on substance abuse, and it really provides the seniors with understanding of who they are, where their biology is regarding drug use in general, and what addiction really looks like. I think addiction has been confusing at times to what people categorize as addiction and what it really is. So that program has been amazing. We're going back to do the freshmen, sophomore, and junior seniors. Freshmen, sophomores.
Seniors are almost done. Yep. So seniors are done. Okay. Well, I think that's really good news. And I know the youth there have been appreciating that. And related not only to that program, but sort of the community as a whole, you have a networking group. Let's talk about CLEAN.
Sure. So this is the Cass County Substance Abuse Coalition, CLEAN. It's an acronym for Community Leadership's Efforts Acting Now. Our mission in CLEAN is to provide awareness, education, and action in the community to reduce substance abuse in our community here. And we have a lot of champion people on this coalition, which is a great thing. It's provided us a lot of networking to get things done that we haven't had the opportunity to do. So, for example, we have the Iowa Department of Public Health will come and sit during our meetings at CLEAN, and they provided the Atlantic Police Department free training on how to reduce opioids and what that looks like as an overdose and how to be trained on administering Narcan, which is what saves people if they overdose.
And that's really important to do as soon as possible.
As soon as possible, yes.
So I think that's one of the scary things, at least I've heard in the news. It isn't something you go, well, we'll take care of that tomorrow.
Correct, right. Yeah, it's happening, and it's happening more often. And sometimes we see in these smaller communities as well, if it's not identified, and we don't talk about the awareness or what can happen, we see young kids maybe grabbing them that's left on the table and taking them. And again, an opioid can kill a young child very, very quickly. And what that has transitioned to as well is when people are not getting their opioids anymore for pain or they're decreased in amount, there is fentanyl on the streets, which is a synthetic form, and that is very, very lethal. So that is what we are trying to avoid coming into our community and killing, anybody here. It's very dangerous.
So I want to go back to CLEAN for a minute. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Iowa Department of Health. Who are some of the other people who have come together that show their concern and their interest in these challenges?
So we have some great school advocates. They're on board as well. We do have local law enforcement. We have the Sheriff's Department. We have, of course, Zion Treatment is there. Juvenile Court. Really people that can affect this. And we encourage anybody that is passionate about substance abuse, anybody that's been affected by substance abuse, anybody that wants to be a part of this is more than welcome to be.
Okay. So, yes, if I wanted to say, I'm concerned, I want to know more, whatever level it is that you maybe want to be involved with this, when do you meet? How do you get to be a part of it?
Right. So we meet at the City Hall every second Tuesday from 11 to 12:30. We provide lunch, and we have action plan, and we talk about where we're going next, what have we done the past month, and what goals do we have, and what are we really targeting, and what are we looking to do in the future to make a better community.
And if it's like other network groups, and I'm sure it is, that each part of that, it's difficult to know what's going on, but you know something somebody else doesn't.
Absolutely.
Know, a different instance, a little part, different part of the community. So when you all get together, that multiplies the knowledge that's out there.
Absolutely. When we get together, it's surprising who doesn't know kind of what's going on and really wanted to know but didn't know how to find that out. So the local pharmacies maybe wanted to touch base with law enforcement. Maybe they wanted to touch base with Zion. This is a place that we get together and we talk about that and we build goals based off the community needs.
Okay, very good. And it's one that can be effective. Just give me a couple sentences. If I think there is something going on and I don't know what to do or I don't know who I should contact, what's my first step?
Your first step would be to reach out to either local law enforcement, Zion, the coalition. We say if there is potential for an overdose or, substance abuse, you can reach out to law enforcement and there will be no investigation. They will come and help provide the education needed to save somebody's life.
Okay. How do I get in touch with Zion Recovery?
So you can go to zionrecoveryservices.org online. We are here in Atlantic, so you can come visit us, and you can reach out to any local law enforcement as well. And if you've got questions, please bring them our way, and we'll help get them answered the best we can.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Damon Clark, who is a prevention specialist with Zion Recovery. And here's a thought related to maybe the knowledge. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do.